Hello, friends. Attendants on duty that had prepared the preparation for the morning lesson. Today are Almaty and Peter 3. Almaty, please.
Dear friends, the heart sings with joy seeing the friends. The whole world's kli. We were all given this great privilege of serving the Creator in this lesson, bringing Him contentment, following this very special path to build a temple of our hearts. So let's advance to this lesson as we should elevate the importance of our work to a special height. Every lesson is a special lesson. We receive a special portion of the light. So let's connect now. We ask the Creator, please connect our hearts together into one big vessel. We ask the Creator to give all the friends the power, the patience, the chaim friends.
From Rabash's article, What to Look For in the Assembly of Friends. Each one should try to bring into the society the spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I'm starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now, the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing. And he received it all from the power of society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Peter 3.
Workshop question.
What can each friend do right now in order to instill uplifted spirits in the friend's hopes and vigor? Yeah. So what can each friend do right now to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society?
What can a friend do? Raise the spirit of the friends, that we are in the highest state in this world, in all of the worlds, because we are staying before the Creator. And we should simply do the work and receive the Lishma and pass it on to the whole world.
Connection between the hearts, the souls is very important. I read an article by Rabash talking about the differences between Lishma and Lolishma, the way we see things. He says that outwardly there is no difference. Everyone's studying, working, but inside there is a huge difference there.
Well, we have to connect the friends to the source of life. We need to try. Make an effort to connect them with the Creator, to demand of the Creator, to ask. And by that, to try to connect with the friends and to the Creator together.
When I look at it, I see that I already have this kind of atmosphere that I get from you. So it's a sign that you're giving me this example, this confidence from your actions and your speech. I can see what you're thinking about. And your thoughts are only about how to be better aimed towards Lishma, towards the common request. And this gives me great confidence and joy and uplifted spirits. I thank you, Eitan.
We need to remember the great privilege we have to be in this place at this time, to serve the Creator, to be His partners. There has to be great gratitude for it.
Eitan.
Yes, we truly, truly have something to be thankful for. We need to remember that it's not to be taken for granted that we can be here in this society, and we were given the opportunity to be bestowers, like the Creator. Each one is like a messenger, an emissary, and he can give his all, to give all of the bestowal he can to the friends, for the friends, or at least to pray for this spirit of life, this vigor to be for the sake of the friends and the Creator.
That upper force, the Creator, chose each one of us right now to sit here together. That's already something truly joyous, that He selected specifically you. And we need to be in gratitude, right? Amen.
To pray for the friends, to ask the Creator to connect us in this preparation, for the power of connection to grow stronger between us throughout this lesson.
The 10 on fire, adding in connection, adding in gratitude, like Rabash says, as much as one enlarges the kli with this desire, so he is able to taste the abundance, because the abundance itself is like a great ocean. There's one who borrows with a tiny bucket, there's one who borrows with a big bucket. Everything is measured according to the kli. We say that the praise is in the kli, according to the feeling, so is the gratitude. Everything depends on the connection. And continuing also the dissemination congress we had yesterday, we now have an infinite opportunity to connect, to disseminate, to get the abundance. Everything depends on the addition and on the acting that each friend adds in speech and action. Menashe, you are the example for it.
Yes, first of all, it's a great privilege. It's a huge privilege to be awarded in this life with this great path. When I began, I thought it was more theoretical, but now you see that it's work in practice. A person cannot hold on if he has no great friends, great society, a great love. And thanks to that, every day starts with gratitude and ends with gratitude. Thanks to the values that the Kabbalists set for us.
Да, и это огромная благодарность Творцу за таких.
Yes.
Творец. Мы собрались здесь перед...
We will read the prayer of the ten.
Готовы к...
Creator.
Дай нам желание.
We have gathered here before you,
все наши мысли и намерения,
ready for correction. Give us a desire for connection so that all our thoughts and intentions will be aimed only towards you. Give the strength to our friends from the whole world, please. Give them patience. Tune their hearts to serve you so that the reforming light will correct us. Make all the thoughts, words, and actions of ours united and aimed towards you as one man in one heart.
La 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 la